The Big Story.
Careful how we go under this bridge, Pete.
Yep.
The Tamiami Trail may be a beautiful highway, but you never know what you might run into. Might be alligators around.
Usually are in the Everglades, Dan. Gators, snakes, everything else. Tamiami is one state highway. I wish somebody else had the job of inspecting.
We'll ask for a transfer.
Yeah, you and me both. Well, got it to do. Let's do it. Watch the slope.
Yep. Nothing but swamp for miles. Frogs, snakes, skeeters. Hey.
Yeah?
Something under the bridge.
Huh? Hey, looks like a gator.
Put up your gun. It's not a gator. It's a man. Shot through the head.
The Big Story. The story you're about to hear actually happened. It happened in Florida. It's authentic. Is offered as a tribute to the men and women of the great American newspapers. From the pages of the Miami Herald, the story of a reporter who used a hot lead to find a cold-blooded killer. Miami, Florida, the story as it actually happened, William Adams' story as he lived it.
It's a late afternoon in March, and you, Bill Adams, reporter for the Miami Herald, you're in the city room at your desk, taking it easy for the moment. You feel fine. It's a beautiful day. Your feet are up on the desk and the window's open. You can see the clean, cool smell of salt air. And then...
City room, Adams talking.
Adams, this is Sheriff Thornton. My office just got a report of a possible murder.
Murder? Who, Sheriff?
Don't know yet. Man's body was found under a state highway bridge by a couple of highway inspectors. They reported it in from a nearby gas station. I'm on my way out there now.
Thanks for the tip, Sheriff. What's the street number?
They don't have numbers on the Tamiami Trail.
Tamiami Trail? The Everglades?
That's right. Right out in the middle of the Everglades. Great place for a murder.
The Everglades. Some of it beautiful beyond belief. But where you're going, it's grim, desolate. You get there after dark, and you stand under the glare of a floodlight with the state highway inspector as the sheriff bends over the body of a well-dressed man.
Well, that's that. No doubt about it being murder. Three bullet rats smacked through his head.
Sheriff, looks like he was killed someplace else and brought here.
Yes, Adam. Body laid out nice and peaceful. That gray overcoat folded under his head like a pillow.
Sheriff, how do you figure he got here?
Well, you're a state highway inspector, McLeod. Suppose you tell me.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. They don't travel much on foot on the Tamiami Trail. It must have been in a car. But where is it?
That's the answer, McLeod. Find the car and we find the murderer.
Say, what about that gas station McLeod's partner phoned in from, Sheriff?
What about him?
You can ask the owner if he recognizes the body. Might have stopped for gas.
I guess I'm a way to do that. Now, suppose you two give me a hand, huh?
You gonna move him?
Would you like to stand by till we get a coroner's wagon out here, McLeod?
In the Everglades after dark? Not me.
Okay, then. All right. You guys will take his arm.
All right. Sheriff, underneath him.
Put him down again. Newspaper and a pair of dice.
Not a pair, Sheriff. Only one. If I'm not mistaken, it's loaded.
Let me see that. Yeah, it's loaded. Gambler's dice. And look at this paper, Adam. Your paper, the Miami Herald. What's today?
The 15th.
This paper is dated the 12th. Proves he's been here several days.
It might prove something else, Sheriff. He might have come from Miami.
Possible. Okay, let's take him. We'll ask that gas station owner some questions on the way in.
Oh. sir?
No, sir. Don't look familiar to me at all.
What about last night, Mr. Gaffney? Might have stopped here for gas last night.
Sir, if I don't stay open at night. Not enough business.
They're open now.
Young fella, I'm staying open only on account of all this excitement. Fella comes charging in to use the phone report a murder. I gotta stay open. But no business. Not a lick of business.
Did you see him yesterday?
Yep.
Or the day before yesterday?
Yep. Can't say, sir.
He might not have been alone, Mr. Gaffney. Might have had someone with him. A hitchhiker, maybe.
Young fella, I said I can't recall.
You go back to Miami, Bill Adams. You try to sleep, but in your nostrils is the smell of the Everglades. On your closed eyelids is etched that scene under the bridge. Your thoughts turn with the turning hours. Who is that man? Who killed him? Who is he?
Sheriff, did it get you up?
Who's that, Adams?
I know it's early, but I woke up and couldn't get back to sleep. Sheriff, I've got an idea. If that dead man's from outstate, he might have stopped at a Miami hotel. How about checking the hotel?
My boys have already started checking them. But we got over 300 of them, Adam. It'll take time. Lots of bellhop and clerks to question.
You've got his description. I could pick up a picture and lend a hand. I'd be glad to help.
Glad to have you, Adam.
After 2 days, Bill Adams, you're not so glad. You're footsore, weary, and everywhere the answer is no. You're turning away from the desk at the Salt Air Hotel. The desk clerk is new. He wasn't around at the time of the murder. You're about to draw a line through that one and try the next. A bellhop stands beside you.
Beg your pardon, sir. I couldn't help overhearing, but this gentleman you're inquiring about... Is he the same one who had his picture in the paper yesterday?
Yeah, that's him.
Found dead out in the Everglades? Murder victim?
Same one.
Well, that picture in the paper was kind of smudgy. Have you got another one?
Why, yeah. Here.
What? That is Mr. Nabaum.
You know him?
No mistake, sir. Mr. Bertram Nabaum.
He was a guest here?
Yes, sir. Resided in room 312 in this very hotel. Came from Baltimore, Maryland, as I recall.
He was a gambler, wasn't he?
Mr. Nabaum?
No, sir. Quiet gentleman. Real refined. I carried his bags when he checked out.
He cashed a check for $1,100.
$1,100?
Yes, sir. And when I put his bags in his car, he gave me a $10 bill.
And he had a car?
Yes, sir. Nice car. Maroon-colored Mercury.
Good checks, Adam. We just got word from the Baltimore police. Bertram Nabaum, age 27, bachelor, businessman, quiet, good reputation.
Any family, Sheriff?
Parents still living. His mother took the news hard.
Sheriff, it couldn't have been a hitchhiker.
Why not?
Nabaum doesn't sound like the kind that'd pick up a hitchhiker. Certainly not on a lonely road like the Tamiami Trail.
Adams and police work guessing is bad business.
Must have been someone he met here in Miami, someone he got friendly with.
We checked on his movements here. All business.
Sheriff Nabaum had $1,100 on him. It was taken. And so was his car, a maroon Mercury. Now, would a murderer who takes money hang on to a hot car, or would he sell it?
That's the way we figure, too. We'll start in the morning.
So you're off again, Bill Adams. Driving past those same hotels. Checking the used car lot. Plenty of them. Plenty of cars. And finally... A maroon Mercury.
Howdy, mister. Came to buy this car, I can give you a good price. It's a fine car.
No, I'm not buying. I'm a newspaper reporter.
Porters? Porters use cars too, don't they?
I noticed there's a stain on the front floorboards. Looks like blood.
Oh, that'll clean easy.
I found this under the front seat.
You find the other one. You got yourself a paradise, eh?
The other one was found 3 days ago under a dead man.
What?
Who sold you this car?
A man named... let's see now. It was early morning on the 15th. A man named Nabaum.
Nabaum was dead on the 15th.
You're crazy. Fellow from Maryland had his registration and everything. Nabaum.
Don't you read the papers?
Sure I do. Sports page and the used car ad.
Try the front page sometime.
Here's a picture of Nabom and a description.
Let's have a look. Are you kidding? That's not Nabom. Fellow sold me this here Mercury. He had brown hair. Kind of thin. Had full lips. Yeah, and it says here, quiet dresser. He didn't dress quiet. He wore a cowboy shirt, mister. Loudest shirt I ever saw.
A new description goes out, and nothing happens. You wait, Bill Adams, and there's no word. You go over to the sheriff's office. You sit there, killing time, waiting.
Get that, will you, Adams? I'm busy.
It's a policeman up in Jacksonville. A friend of yours, you know him. He's got a lead on a possible suspect. You take down the information and pass it on to the sheriff.
He said a woman up there read the story in the newspapers and called his office.
You've got the woman's name and address?
Yep, and her phone number. She's wondering about a young guy who's been calling on her daughter. Suppose I give her a ring, Sheriff.
Good idea. Go ahead, Adam. I'll listen in on the extension.
Go on, ma'am.
Didn't have money 2 weeks ago. Now he spends it like it was water.
You told this to the police up in Jacksonville?
Well, they said they'd look into it. I hope somebody does. The less Dave Baylor sees of my daughter Alice, the better I'd like him. Say, I hope I didn't do wrong going to the police, though.
Don't worry about it, ma'am. Never hurts to be careful. Thanks very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, young man. Goodbye.
Well, Sheriff, you heard. What do you think?
Might be a wild goose chase, Adam. Well, on the other hand, yeah, let's go up to Jacksonville and see you. Is that him now, Adam? Coming out of the dance hall?
Yeah, out for smoke. The girl's not with him, Sheriff. Now's our chance.
Excuse us. You're Dave Baylor?
Yeah, mister, that's right.
My name's Thornton. This is Bill Adams, reporter for the Miami Herald.
Oh. Well, I still don't...
Mr. Thornton is a sheriff, Baylor.
A sheriff? Well, now, look, my date will be back in a second. She just went to powder her nose. If it's that mother of hers...
What's her mother got to do with
it? Well, she don't want me to see Alice. And she's just angry enough to call the police.
It's more than that, Baylor. Mind answering a few questions?
Like what?
Like, where'd you get all your money?
Well, I do a little betting. I made a killing at the dog track.
How about a killing on the Tamiami Trail?
Tamiami Trail?
Man was found dead there a week ago.
I don't know what you're talking about. I never went near there. Closest I got was last week when I was down in Miami. I won a car from a man playing poker, and I sold it there.
You won a car?
Oh, what's wrong with that?
Who'd you win it from, Baylor?
Well, his name was Nabom. A big, tall fella.
Big and tall?
Yeah, over 6 feet. About 50 years old.
Nabom was about 5'10". He was 27 years old.
No, sir.
He was found dead on the Tamiami Trail in the Everglades.
No, sir. What are you trying to pull? I went from a different man. I tell you, it was a different man. I never killed nobody.
Found the man with the loud cowboy shirt, Bill Adams. The man who sold the dead man's car. He admits he sold it, but he swears he never killed anybody. And his description of the man from whom he says he won the car doesn't tally. Nabom was small, quiet. He won it from a big man, a different man entirely. So he said.
What do you think of Baylor's story, Adams?
I don't know, Sheriff.
I let him go, but I told his girlfriend's mother to get in touch with me if he acted up at all. Another thing. Baylor said he's from Maryland. That's where Nabom hails from.
Yeah.
He could have struck up an acquaintance with Nabom in Miami, gone with him in that car and killed him.
What stops me is that description. Suppose somebody else did do the shooting. Came back to Miami, got into a poker game with Baylor, lost the car.
Possible. Might even have lost the car on purpose to divert suspicion to Baylor.
I'll get it, Sheriff. Hello?
Hello, Sheriff Thornton.
No, this is Bill Adams. Who's calling?
Oh, Mr. Adams. Well, I can tell you just as well. This is Alice's mother. He was here, Mr. Adams.
Dave Biller?
Yes. Demanding to see Alice because she said she was through with him.
Well, what did he say to her?
Well, nothing to her. She went upstairs, wouldn't even talk. But he got mad at me, Mr. Adams.
Oh?
Got real mad. Why, he even said something about having a gun over at the boarding house.
A gun? I'll tell the sheriff.
No gun here either.
Wait a second, Sheriff. Smell. Does that smell like gun oil?
My son, you're dead. There was a gun in this drawer. Either he moved it someplace else.
Somebody on the staircase.
Howdy, Bill.
Oh, the landlady told me Mr. Adams and you was here, Sheriff.
We heard you had a gun.
Alice's mother told you, didn't she? Well, you needn't upset the room, Sheriff. Here it is, right under my pillow.
I'll take that.
Yeah, I want you to. Well, I shouldn't have gotten mad at Alice's mother.
Is it the murder gun, Sheriff?
Could be, Adams. Same caliber.
Well, I never used that gun. It was in the car. I found it in the car. I won in that poker game.
Why did you keep it?
Well, I had no notion it was used in a murder. Worth money, I just thought I'd keep it.
Are you sure you didn't use it?
I tell you, no. Why don't you find that other fellow and stop hounding me? Ain't it bad enough I can't see Alice anymore? Find him!
The gun is taken to Miami Ballistics and checked. The bullets match those which killed Maybaum.
I had Beeler brought down, Adams. That used car dealer identified him.
Well, Baylor admits he sold the car.
Yeah.
Baylor still sticks to his story about a third man?
Yeah. He's even given us a description. We sent it out on a flyer with no result.
Baylor's the only suspect.
He still denies it.
You need a witness.
You don't say. What'll I do? Go out to that bridge and ask the gators?
You leave the sheriff and go back to your city room. You think of Dave Baylor. Is his story true? You remember that night, that scene under the bridge, the hot, sultry smell of the vast Everglades. You remember, and you reach for the phone.
Sheriff, have you got the motor car, that maroon Mercury?
I've had it impounded.
How about putting gas in it and taking Bella for a ride tomorrow?
Where?
To the Everglades, Sheriff.
You're not there the next day, Bill Adams, at the bridge 72 miles west on the Tamiami Trail. You're someplace else. The sheriff goes there with Dave Baylor. Baylor is nervous.
This is where the body was found, Baylor. Right under this bridge.
I never came here, Sheriff.
The state highway inspector thought at first that it was a gator.
Yeah, I read about it in the papers. Poor Maybaum.
And you knew the dead man's name, Maybaum.
Read about that afterwards.
Yeah. Body was stretched out as straight as a string. Did you fold his overcoat under his head?
I never came here.
When did you take his money in his car?
No, I won't confess to something I didn't do. No. You got no right to keep me here. Take me back.
Okay, Baylor. There's the car. Let's go. The gas station up the road a ways. We'll stop for gas.
That's where you are, Bill Adams, at the gas station. You were there when the sheriff and Baylor went by, having rest. And now you're ready for them to come back. You and the gas station owner, waiting.
Celeste and Skeeters, that car you mentioned don't show up, soon you'll be eating your eyes.
Oh, it'll be here.
Still don't comprehend what good's going to do.
Mr. Gaffney, just do me one favor.
Such as what?
Just take your time.
take my time.
How about whether you can identify the man with the cowboy shirt? Just look at him closely.
If you say so. Car coming down the road. It's Maroon Macon.
Hello, Adam.
Hi, Sheriff. Hello, Bear.
Hey, what are you doing here?
Mr. Gaffney and I saw you go by. Didn't we, Mr. Gaffney?
Yep, we did. Sheriff, I thought we stopped for gas.
Don't need gas, Bailey.
But you said that...
That's a real fancy shirt the man's wearing. Real fancy.
Have you seen it before, Mr. Gaffney?
Seen it before?
Say around the 14th of March or the 13th.
Oh.
This car belongs to the man that was murdered. The car came back this way. You can't miss a shirt like that, can you?
Nope. It's real fancy.
Stop looking at me.
Stay down, Baylor. Where are you going?
Let go of me. Self-defense, I tell you. He owed me money. He gambled with me, shot dice, and he wouldn't pay.
Nabom wasn't a gambler.
He wouldn't pay, I tell you. He reached for a gun. I grabbed it from him. It was self-defense, I tell you.
Sit down. Put out your hands.
What for?
These.
It was self-defense.
See you back in town, Adam?
Okay, Sheriff.
Go on.
Well, now, that ain't the beat. Confessed right before my eyes, didn't he? Confessed.
Just about.
You know something, Mr. Adams? That's right. On the one hand, I couldn't swear I seen it before. On the other hand, I couldn't swear I ain't. I couldn't swear either way at all.
Now we read you that telegram from William Adams of the Miami Herald.
Killer in tonight's big story went to trial, pleading self-defense. He was convicted of first-degree murder, and after several stays of execution and a delay of 3.5 years, finally went to chair. Executed at Florida State Prison, morning of July 1st, 1952.
And so ends another big story. In order to protect the names of people actually involved in tonight's authentic big story, the names of all characters in the dramatization were changed, with the exception of the newspaper reporter. Radio Service.